Welcome to the MHI Cast, the show where we talk to the industry's best minds to uncover their supply chain stories. We explore real-world case studies and get unique perspectives on key trends and emerging technologies from every corner of the material handling, logistics, and supply chain space.
Welcome to a special episode of the MHI Podcast, live from the show floor here at ProMat 2025. And in this episode, we're talking all about MHI Industry Group Theater. And so this is the show where we talk to the industry's best minds to uncover unique perspectives and key trends and emerging technologies. Today, we're joined by Kevin Reeder, VP of Marketing at Knapp North America, and Wade Pankratz, Director of Sales at ViaStore, now a part of Bastion Solutions. And we're discussing again the MHI's Industry Group Theater. Thank you both for joining us today.
Great to be here.
Now, I would love to start with you, Wade. Tell us a little bit, for those who don't know, what is this concept of MHI's Industry Group Theater?
It's an opportunity for the industry group members to provide educational information to the industry about what's going on in the industry groups and within the industry itself.
Now, there are quite a few industry groups, I understand. I think there's 18, I was told today. So there's a lot. Are they all able to present? How does that work?
My understanding is they can. There's certain slots that are open, and then whoever wants to volunteer can present.
Right, wonderful.
Which is great, because you get a really great cross-pollination of industry-specific perspectives.
Absolutely. And I also heard that they were kind of presenting in the past all over the place. There were a lot of sessions happening from industry group leaders. And so there was this decision made to bring them all into one spot so you understood what you were getting. But I did hear that the format is a little bit different here. Do you get to engage with the speakers in some way? How does that work?
Well, it's a panel format. So there's an engagement between the moderator and the panel. And then depending on how they choose to proceed, you can have a great engagement with the audience as well.
Some questions from the audience, for example.
Either before or afterwards, yeah.
Wonderful, okay. And I also hear that both of you have experienced this year. So the first time ever they've had this at ProMat 2025. How was your experience on stage?
Now, they didn't tell us it was the first time.
Not the first time you've presented, surely, but the first time we had the Industry Group Theater. Did it feel unique? Did you feel like there was that audience feedback?
It felt like it was very much in depth. And there was a lot of really interesting thought leadership happening in that group and between the panelists. So I thought it was really a benefit to the audience.
How about you, Wade? How was your experience?
It was good to have the different panelists that had different organizations, different focus within the automation, and then to be able to present together and then get feedback from the people in the audience. It was very good.
Yeah, talk a little bit more about that. How does it feel unique or different from a regular presentation or a theater that you're part of? Or for the audience, what's that different experience?
Normally when I do presentations, you're talking to a client and you're presenting a solution. This is educational, so you're talking bigger picture and maybe what the trends are and giving them multiple solutions or multiple things they could consider and then have a conversation about it to see this may work for you or something else may work.
And it was just easy. It takes a lot of the pressure off. So you have a group of differing perspectives on the same subject, potentially.
Right, and it's really kind of that education piece. You're trying to make sure people get the different sides of the story.
Right, and you have different perspectives depending on the company and how they go to market.
What was your topic about today?
Well, we were talking a lot about various fulfillment centers and how those fulfillment centers would be automated in the future. It's not an easy subject because of the confluence of inventory management and all sorts of aspects that are somewhat problematic to the users.
Yeah. Were there some unique topics that you saw other than kind of course you were focused on your own, but did you see anything different in kind of how they put together the talks in the industry group theater?
I think we were focused on innovation. So what's the new stuff? So you're not, you know, what's the latest and greatest? For instance, we were looking at automated storage and retrieval systems, and what's the latest in the, you know, in that technology, and then where could it apply to manufacturing or other distribution operations? So and to get people's feedback on it was really refreshing.
And we talked about some of the more difficult aspects. You know, how do you integrate inventory management with the automation? But those are topics that aren't typically addressed easily.
Combining them together.
Right.
Okay.
They're different. They're involving IT type disciplines with automation.
And you also have the different types of automation, different types of software. It's all got to be put together. And it's good to have all that knowledge together to have a conversation about it.
So there's quite a variety of topics, I think, available within this, because we do have all these different industry groups and we have this platform kind of all in one spot. Would you say that there's a clear, like, who should come to this stage and check things out?
It really varies. You've got IT professionals that it would be valuable for. You've got engineering that it would be valuable for. You've got supply chain people. So it's got a lot of potential draw.
I think anybody who's involved in using the solution, whatever, you know, could get some benefit out of it. I mean, because a lot of the industry groups all kind of they're kind of related, even though they're segmented. You know, I'm in the solutions group, but I'm also in the ASRS group. But there's other sortation and conveyor. I'm also interested in that, even though, you could actually be in almost all the groups. I mean, there's enough interest in
we are in almost all of them.
Yeah.
Is that right? Right? Was that an evolution over time, or how did that come to be?
It has become an evolution over time, yeah.
Someone saw value in one of them, and then it kind of led to another.
And it grew and grew and grew.
Let's talk about that for a minute then. Let's just talk about kind of industry groups in general, because MHI has done a great job of bringing different groups together. What have been the advantages of industry groups as a whole to you in the first place?
Well, they do represent the industry at a broad level to the user community, to the practitioners. So for example, we've had issues where fire regulations have impacted the community, our communities that manufacture products, and how that particular regulation might be interpreted is of huge financial impact.
And those problems affect everyone, so it's good to share them, get them out in the open, and maybe as a group, we can come up with a solution.
Now, and you're both in senior leadership roles. How do you decide who on your team should participate in these industry groups? Do you have a system for that? Do you have a way
Short
of figuring
straw.
It out? Yeah, sure, yeah.
And we typically have multiple people that goes, because there's a lot of meetings, and so there's, to get somebody to go, to make sure there's someone that can cover it. But it's extremely, you know, you're also networking with other people in the industry. Those are all good things. They make us better, you know, better providers.
Yeah, I know that community and connection and networking is such a big part of why these groups work, right? Because you're bringing the right people together with the right minds. Sometimes I think there's a bit of like pushback because people are wondering, well, should I send my team member there? Because what if they meet other people that are at different places? What would you say to that? Because it sounds like you've both had really good strengths come from or benefits come from being part of these groups.
I think the benefits far outweigh the risks.
I would agree. I would say that maybe initially, but once you get in there, everybody's very friendly and everybody works together. You're not like we're on different teams. It's all like we're all trying to understand the industry and actually make everybody better. Not just our company, but all companies.
And I think the same is true of our customers. That they are grateful for the engagement and the process we go through. So it's positive.
They're aware that you're making changes all the time and trying to grow and, you know, learning through peer support.
Right.
Well, and our customers talk to each other, so we should be talking to each other as well.
That's,
I mean,
true.
it makes everybody better.
What does this new concept of the industry group theater mean to you or to the industry? What do you think it'll help with?
Well, I think the process does bring together like minds to talk about similar problems that need to be dealt with or addressed by the industry. So we respond to that as a group much more quickly and in the interest of our customers.
It provides an educational platform. So we're not trying to sell something, we're trying to educate people that attend those meetings. So I think it's very beneficial.
Can I ask you if you have any examples that come to mind when you think of benefits that have come from industry groups? Does any particular story stand out or solution that you found, connection of some kind?
The connections that were made in this last session I did were just now were really important. They were good connections with bright people that were associated with multiple companies over the course of their careers, and they provide valuable perspectives to us.
Were there anyone else on the stage? There's a panel that you were with, and there was four of you, right, in your case.
Yeah.
Was there anyone on the stage that you hadn't really met before?
All of them.
Oh, wonderful.
But they were all practitioners at one point or another.
Right.
And so, even though they may be competition today, they were practitioners in previous roles, and that was all.
And now you have this nice connection to each other.
We do.
Lovely. Where do you see the industry group theater evolving to, or do you have any vision of what it could continue to become?
The one that I was involved in was just ASRS group, but there's no reason to say that you couldn't have multiple groups presenting together if there was a solution that made sense.
I think these council theaters are a great start.
All right, wrap up for us. Would you give any recommendation for why attendees should stop by if they haven't yet, or check it out next time they're at one of these events? What's your closing thought?
Well, I would say it's typically we're talking about things that are very top of mind, things that are very important. So it's a great chance to learn some, you know, educational things that are very important right now.
And they can participate, like you said before,
they can
and ask their
whatever,
burning questions.
Absolutely.
And it engages our public relations, it engages our product development, all kinds of things, positive attributes.
And I would also encourage people to participate because there's so many people that reach out to you afterwards. I mean, it's you get your name out there and people are reaching out from yesterday. It's amazing. It's people that had no idea who they were, and now we're now friends. So it's been great.
This is certainly a big platform, and it sounds like another great opportunity. The MHI industry groups are always doing new and exciting things, and this is one of the newest ones, the MHI Industry Group Theater. Thank you both so much for joining us, Kevin and Wade.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yes, you bet. That was a live MHI podcast from the show floor here at ProMat 2025. At MHI, we never stop exploring new opportunities to help you take your manufacturing and supply chain operations to the next level. Thank you for making us part of your professional development journey.